No, well, he'd like to joining us today. Now, Dave's been involved with a whole lot of push towards having less booze shops in Māori communities. He's also very conscious of the ingrained problems that fetal alcohol spectrum disorder creates. That's when mama's been drinking heavily while hapu. Anyway, Māori living with irreversible brain damage caused by alcohol are meeting the Crown, or have met, with a wero to them to make good on historic promises to protect tangata whenua from the effects of alcohol. Thank you for joining us once again, anti-alcohol community campaigner Rawiri David Ratu with us. Tēnā koe, Rawiri.
Tēnā koe, Dallas.
Thanks for joining us, man. Good to catch up with you again. Dave used to work with us here at the Marae many years ago. Look, you've been in this space for a long time. The hui hosted by Associate Minister of Health, Willa Jean Prime, did she launch an advisory group? But maybe you'd be best to just pull us into line and bring us up to speed with where this is all at, please, Rawiri.
Hi, kia ora. It was truly a momentous day yesterday, the hui taumata in Parliament, and you're absolutely right. Firstly, the hosting of the hui taumata by Minister Prime was an acknowledgement of our whānau who are impacted by fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, and it was just a tremendous day. It was historic, and this came about as a result of our treaty claim last year. And the Waitangi Tribunal suggested to the Crown and to myself that we need to meet to resolve, at least begin the process of addressing the issues. The two major parts that we managed to get over the line without too much too many issues was the establishment of a taumata who will oversee the work of addressing the issues of FASD and our whānau, and of course the hui taumata was a coming together of those whānau impacted by FASD and Crown agencies. So that all took place yesterday, and it was a huge roller coaster ride for a whole lot of our whānau in attendance, because the true stories from those who are living with FASD, they were the ones who were there, and they were the ones on show, and they were the ones who were telling their stories, and it was just a huge, impactful day yesterday, Dale.
Tēnā koe. It's a disorder that's not widely understood, a fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, but you've delved into that space more than most, Dave. What would you say about a need for us to understand the challenges it throws at people, therefore communities, when we have little understanding of how it develops and what some of the symptoms through life might be?
Yeah, and that's certainly one of the key themes that came out of it. Consistently, people were saying, well, you know, we just don't understand it. This is our whānau, I'm talking about our whānau Māori. Saying, well, we don't understand it. So, and therein lies a huge problem, in that the Crown have been negligent in ensuring that that information is out there to better inform our whānau. It's not about banning drinking. It's not anti-alcohol. It's about anti-alcohol harm. And what's really important here is to ensure that our whānau has that information in a way that suits them, not some blasted technical stuff that gets trundled out, but our whānau at least have that information and can make informed choices about what they do. So, you know, I see that as being a huge part of the work of the taumata that was announced by the minister yesterday.
Thanks, Rawiri. Look, you've been a lead claimant for Y2624, which is a tribunal claim which outlines the Crown's failure to uphold legislation to protect our people from alcohol-related harm. The moneyed-up supermarket chains have been able to stall decision-making processes here for some time. What would you say of where we're at here, and little old Dave Ratu going head-to-head with the big players in our supermarket sector?
Oh, look, you know, again, there is another a good story. There's a good story because the Supreme Court chucked out the liquor industries, which is essentially also the supermarkets' appeal. They were trying to thwart the local councils from determining opening hours, you know, the number of bottle stores that exist in our communities, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the one thing I will do is pay tribute to this government because they've been gutsy enough to take on the liquor industry. And Kiri Tapu is a very good case in point. And this looks good. There's still, look, this is not going to be achieved overnight. But what I am saying is with the minister yesterday, with the formation of the taumata, with the Supreme Court chucking out the liquor industry's appeals on the local alcohol policy, in other words, the council making the determination as to how alcohol is regulated in the communities, this is a good sign going forward. I mean, the liquor industry must be getting nervous because they've been reaching out through my consultants to talk to me. Why would I want to talk to them? You know, so that's how nervous they are. So, you know, I'm pretty small gains, but in the bigger scheme of things, huge gains for our people.
And appropriately, David versus Goliath. Good on you, mate. Thanks very much. Look, so I also know that the advisory group that Willow Jean Prime launched, Hawa Mai Te Kopu, Harm from the Womb, is going to work with Crown agencies to reduce alcohol-related harm. How will it work and what's your role within it?
Yesterday, Minister Prime announced the two co-chairs, and that's Associate Professor Marmaris Stevens, a law lecturer out of Victoria University in Wellington, myself as co-chairs, and the remaining members of the taumata will be announced within the next couple of weeks, and then we will come together, and this is my vision, and it's really in the hands of the newly formed taumata, as to what our priorities are. The good thing about this taumata, Dale, is that we're independent of the Crown. We will be holding them to account in huge ways. So, you know, we Māori generally get a bit sceptical about these Crown appointments, et cetera, et cetera. But throughout the mediation process with the Crown, we were focused in on ensuring that this taumata is totally divorced from the Crown, that we will express our views in no uncertain terms. They've been given a huge mandate, and I know that because I was party to putting the terms of reference together. So I can assure our whānau out there that we ain't one of those taumata that's going to roll over when the Crown says, you know, roll over. So they will determine what the priority work streams is going to look like.
E rawari, ngā mihi nui kia koe, o tautoko ki taku mahi i tēnā tau. Thanks very much for all the support you've given our program, and we duly reverse it and give plenty of support to you going forward, and all the best with the mahi ahead. Thank you.
Tēnā
koe. That's Rawari Ratu, Dave Ratu, a long-time supporter of our program and working hard to limit the effects, the negative effects of booze. Interestingly, the co-chair that he referenced there, Marmaris Stevens, is Dale and Tainui's sister. She's very smart too.